God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen us, is from the gospel lesson. And since it's real short, I'm going to repeat that lesson because it has lots of words for us to understand. In Luke chapter 10. Now as they went their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. But first, since there are several here that weren't here last week, I asked people to pick out someone to pray for. So I wonder how that's going. I wonder if you're keeping those people in your prayers. And if those who weren't here last week are here this week, want to pick out somebody to pray for, I would encourage you to do that, because our life is filled with so many things. Martha was filled with so many things. She had to fill out the whole menu for those who are there so that she could serve them. Something went wrong, and she's so anxious and worried that things won't get done. What about you? Are you worried and anxious about so many things? Are you the one who keeps paper lists on the refrigerator, on the desk, on the table, of things that you got to do that day? Do you have lists of people you got to see? Or lists of where you got to go? We like to keep lists. Before the smartphones, before all those apps were on your phone, you'd be able to write them on a piece of paper and put them in your mind. Now with smartphones, we're able to put all those lists together about people to see and places to go. What about God? Is God on those lists? Is prayer on those lists? Well, hopefully this morning you'll hear about the word of God being on your list. Because this is for your nourishment and for your strength. We like to talk about all that nourishes this physical body. It's interesting, last night after we got home from visiting our granddaughter in South Dakota, that I started reading a list of, okay, what's the best breakfast food? I never got to the list because I was reading through the article and it could have been at the end, but it said, how many of us skip breakfast? Breakfast is the most important meal, the article said, because with it you start your day. It nourishes your brain, your body, for the work that you have ahead. Nowhere in that article that I read did it say anything about God. But the article that God has for you is to put him first on your list. First, every single day of your lives. Not just Sunday, not just Wednesday, but every day is to open up God's word. You have a pattern of life. I'm going to disrupt that pattern. Because usually that pattern is going to be getting up in the morning, either to the alarm clock or to the sun. You're going to get up, you're going to get dressed, you're going to fix coffee. You're going to have the coffee, and you're going to have breakfast cereal, and then now you're going to say, okay, what am I going to do for the rest of the day? For those of us who retire, sometimes it's hard to put that list together. Sometimes it's very easy to put that list together. Monday morning comes, and after our exercises at Anytime Fitness, and we get home and I open up my devotion. And then we have portals of prayer within that devotion. And then we say, okay, when are we going to have breakfast? What are we going to do? Scott, you have Rotary. What are we going to do after Rotary? Okay, what are we going to do for the rest of the week? It gets us talking about our schedule. But you see, I have a devotion. I have a pastor's, and I should have brought it, but I got a pastor's book. And that pastor's book first starts off with how to use this book, and then it starts off with Luther's morning prayer. And then it goes Sunday through Saturday specific devotions. And then in the back of the book, it's got which week it is, whether it's the fifth Sunday after Pentecost or the sixth Sunday, and it gives lessons. Starts off my day by reading God's Word and being nourished by God's Word. Because you see, the problem is with our lives, we can get complacent. We are complacent about the devil. Oh, the devil isn't gonna tempt me. The devil isn't gonna have me. I'm really strong in my faith. I don't need God's Word every single day. I don't need to hear that I'm a sinner. I don't need to hear that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed. I don't need to hear that I have separated myself from my living God through sin. I'm really good. I'm bright. I'm shiny. And if you want to use the term, I'm not 6 feet under either, like some people like to say. So I've got God. And you know, God's going to be there when I need him. And I don't need him now. Is that how we live our life? We're not nourished. We're not strengthened. We push it away. There was a time that we would go to what's called Saturday in the Park in Sioux City, Iowa, when we lived in Mapleton. It was a Saturday, and it was plumb full of music, free of charge. Big corporations in Sioux City paid for these artists to come, and we would go up there primarily to hear blues music, which we did on occasion. And Karen would say, you got to drink water to nourish you. I don't need water yet, because that means that I'd have to stand in line at the Biffy's public portable hotties if I drank too much water. And Karen tells me, if I didn't drink any water, you're going to get sick. You're gonna have heat stroke, and you're going to do all these weird things, and I'm going to have to take you to the hospital. Drink water. Water nourishes. We'd go to the Blues Fest in Duluth, and they'd stand up there and say, drink plenty of water, people. We don't want the ambulance coming. See, the problem is now not just the physical water to nourish, it's God's Word to nourish us. God's Word to lift us up. God's Word to tell us about Jesus. And God's Word to tell us about the Holy Spirit that comes into our lives. You see, each of you are filled with the Holy Spirit, because that Holy Spirit came into your life when the pastor or someone else baptized you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And God wrapped his arms around you and pulled you into his kingdom. And he says, yes, you're baptized. Yes, you're mine. Now you've got to be nourished every single day of your life through God's Word. And it's sometimes it's very hard. You're going, oh, do I take time? Do I take time? I better. I should. Ah, maybe the sun's shining, I'll go out and play around the golf, then I'll come back and get God's Word. It never happens. It doesn't happen. It needs to be first on your list of things to do during your lifetime. During your daily life is to open up that Word of God and read it and be strengthened by him. Because you see, food and drink is what we need for our physical body. Because if we don't have food and drink, if we don't eat something and drink that water, we are going to die physically. There's a time limit that's like 8-9 days. If we don't have food and water, we die. That's why when people go on hospice, and families are told that the person has stopped eating and drinking, they know that there's a limit. They know within 5 to 6 days that body will die. We need that nourishment for us. Spiritually, we need God's word. Because if we don't have it, and if we don't listen to God, we're going to die spiritually. And you should see that devil, he's standing right there, he's waiting, he's wringing his hands, he's saying, you know, that Christian, he or she will belong to me very soon. Then I'll beat him up and spit him up. That's what the devil is waiting for. He's waiting for us to push God aside and live our lives to the fullest. It always amazes me when we look out on a summer day and we see Lake Pepin, so many sails of sailboats. Because people come into Lake City on droves, whether they're from Twin Cities or Milwaukee or some other place in Iowa. They come to Lake City, they have the boats there. On a nice summer day like today, they're out about 5 o'clock a.m. sailing. One wonders if they're also into God's word. God promised us that nourishment for us. And in a little bit, we'll feed on Christ's body and blood to strengthen us, to strengthen our faith, to be assured of his forgiving love, and to be assured of our entrance into the heavenly gates when our earthly life is over. That's God's word for you. That's God's strength for you. That's God for you as he leads you to be nourished. And as we read his word, we come closer to God. We come closer to him who gave us life. Not just this created body, but life eternally in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this word is for our learning. This word is for our nourishment. This word is for our strength. So people of God, I'm encouraging you to pray for others, for yourself, for your wife, for your family, for those people you know. And I'm encouraging you to open up the scriptures. I'm urging you to open up that scriptures and read for yourself how sinful you are, but in that glorious word also God has a word of love and joy and peace and hope in Jesus Christ. And that is what your foundation is on, is God's word and hope in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.